Some early childhood workers are missing out on federal government support because their employers are pocketing the money. The JobKeeper wage subsidy is offered to millions of Australians, but it's a different scheme for the childcare sector. Employers are given what's known as a transition payment and they're expected to give some of that money to staff. But as Stephanie Boris reports, that's not happening at some childcare centres in Victoria.
Patricia's worked in early childhood for 15 years, the last seven at a centre in Melbourne's southeast. But she was stood down without pay last month when the Victorian government announced stage four restrictions.
I feel pretty worthless, actually. But, I just feel like we've been left behind and we're not valued. And it has taken a mental toll on myself, and I know it has for my colleagues.
Patricia doesn't want to use her real name because she's worried she'll be punished by her employer for speaking out. She says workers are being treated unfairly.
Just the disrespect with which we've been treated and just not the recognition of how difficult it has been for us.
Most early childhood workers received JobKeeper until the federal government ended their access to the wage subsidy in late July. It then introduced what's known as the transition payment, which provides a childcare operator with 25% of what their fee revenue was before the pandemic, and in Melbourne it's 30%. Despite the education department saying it expects employers to use some of that money to pay staff, that's not happening in all cases. Amanda Rishworth is the Shadow Minister for Early Childhood Education.
The government themselves has admitted the amount they were paying in JobKeeper is more than what this transitional payment will cover. So there are many centres that are trying to make this work, but the support from the government just isn't enough.
Patricia says her employer told her there was no legal requirement to use some of the transition payment for wages, but another childcare worker at a separate centre in Melbourne's north got a different response when she confronted her boss.
From there, I was told that I would be paid and that I was then to resume my shifts.
Also fearing for her job, this woman wants to remain anonymous, so to protect her identity, we've called her Sally and used someone else's voice.
Some of my colleagues have tried to get help also and information and haven't had as much luck as I have. That's extremely upsetting. It should be the same rule for everybody.
A spokesman for the Education Department says it considers centres standing down permanent and casual staff without pay to be inconsistent with the guidelines and is encouraging people to tell them if it happens. Sally says her colleagues are reluctant to do so in case the centre loses government support.
It's very difficult to know which path to go down, but I like to think that people will be held accountable and this will be sorted out.
Patricia doesn't know when she'll be asked back to work, so she's reassessing her career, and she thinks many other childcare workers will be doing the same.
They don't want anything to do with this industry anymore. You know, I've always been very passionate, but it has definitely put a, you know, that feeling of should I continue.
Early childhood educator Patricia, ending that report by Stephanie Boris.